The main lobby of the World Bank's headquarters in Washington, D.C., became a global development marketplace recently. The participants came from Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, India, and Indonesia. 118 social entrepreneurs from 55 different countries.
My name is Ludmila Slavinska and I represent Turkmenistan.
My name is Pandu. I come from Indonesia.
My name is Keith Olick.
Okay, Keith. And who are you representing? Are you with a...
I'm here representing Catholic Relief Services Afghanistan program.
They brought models, proposals, pumps, and prototypes, sharing information and hoping to win support for their ideas, devices, and projects, all aimed at benefiting the world's poorest citizens. The event is sponsored primarily by the World Bank, and more than 30 of this year's international participants are returning to their home countries with significant grants for their innovative development proposals. Among this year's winners, Jacob Jacobson from Senegal.
We have this in Mozambique, we have it in Zambia, we have it in Zimbabwe.
This system only costs 5 to 25 US dollars. So it depends.
25 US dollars? Not 25,000, 25.
No, no, not 25,000.
25,000.
5 to 20. US dollars.
Wow.
Another winner is Keith Olick.
Okay, the project that we're here presenting today focuses on the introduction of low-cost drip irrigation technology into select sites in western Afghanistan, and then using that activity as a catalyst to introduce long-term natural resource management planning.
Is this not being done in that part of the world now?
No, Afghanistan has a rich tradition over thousands of years of natural resource management, but those systems have been degraded and lost over the last 30 or 30-so-odd years of war. And so it's reintroducing those systems, taking into account the increased pressure on natural resources given the influx of people that have returned now that the fighting is finally finished.
So we're basically talking about an education process here, about a more efficient kind of irrigation. Is that right?
It is an education process, but it also involves the introduction of specific technologies and innovations.
Since 1978, the World Bank's Development Marketplace Program has awarded participants in excess of $35 million U.S. dollars for more than 570 innovative, groundbreaking projects in more than 70 countries. Paul Sisko, VOA News, Washington.